I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Santa Fe, Texas community continues to grapple with the mass shooting that claimed the lives of nearly a dozen people at a local high school. Officials have now raised the number of injured to 13. Meanwhile, there's a focus on the 17-year-old alleged shooter.
You have been charged with capital murder.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry informing the 17-year-old suspect of the charges he's facing in Friday's mass shooting at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas. The University of Texas Medical Branch says two of the injured are in critical condition. 10 people, most of them students, were killed in the attack. Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
A Syrian monitor says Islamic State fighters are being evacuated from the last insurgent enclave near Damascus, a move that will restore state control over the area. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the evacuation of the fighters and the families from the Palestinian refugee camp began Sunday. Buses were carrying the fighters and their families to the Syrian desert east of the capital. Reuters reports the enclave is the last besieged insurgent area in western Syria. Cuba has started 2 days of national mourning after Friday's airliner crash that took 107 lives, including some people from Argentina and Mexico. Three badly injured survivors are being treated in the hospital. Reuters reports that investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong. A witness told the Associated Press that shortly after takeoff from Havana, the 39-year-old 737 swerved abruptly to the right before crashing into flames. Boeing, the plane builder, says a technical team is ready to assist in the investigation with the permission and the direction of relevant U.S. and Cuban authorities. This is VOA News. The leaders of the U.S. and South Korea Sunday discussed ways to keep the upcoming U.S.-North Korea summit on track. During a 20-minute telephone conversation, Moon Jae-in and Donald Trump exchanged views about how to best deal with the seeming roadblocks that North Korea has thrown into what would be a historic talk between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. The June meeting would be a first for the leaders of the two countries. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Christopher Hill and chief U.S. negotiator in the 2005 multinational talks with North Korea says North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has given up nothing so far.
When he closes down a nuclear site that by all accounts was on its last legs, we should not consider this some kind of unilateral concession, nor should we consider as a unilateral concession their decision to release three Korean Americans who never should have been arrested in the first place.
North Korea threatened last week to pull out of the June summit because of South Korea's ongoing military exercises with the U.S., calling the exercises an invasion rehearsal. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least four people by helicopter. Hawaii's Governor David Ige is calling upon the residents to stay in touch with warnings regarding the volcanic eruption.
We just want to remind the community and those on Hawaii Island to be safe, you know, to listen to civil defense. You know, they are broadcasting what should be done in this kind of ash-driven event. You know, they should stay tuned, avoid the areas where the eruption is active, and most importantly, be mindful and safe all across the state.
Scientists do not expect fatalities in the event of a large eruption, since most of the exposed residential communities have already been evacuated. Venezuela holds a presidential election this Sunday, with incumbent leftist leader Nicolas Maduro expected to win. Avalvi Cooper reports.
Maduro's main rival is 56-year-old Henry Falcon, a former soldier and governor of the state of Lara. Falcon also held his final pre-election rally in Caracas Thursday. If elected, he says he will end currency controls and give a monthly welfare stipend of $25 to every adult. Now the fate of a once booming OPEC country, reduced to looting and deprivation, could come down to citizens caught between their longing for change and their refusal to vote.
That's Reuters of Avi Cooper reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA presents